Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chattin', your local pubcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Ooh, get me a mulled wine.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening,
Mark. How are you doing?
All right, good.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Are you excited?
I am so excited, Mark.
Well, you know.
only 4 days to go now.
Exactly. So they'll all be over.
Are you excited, Kirk?
Yes.
You're looking forward to starting your Christmas shopping?
Yes.
You're doing Christmas Eve, don't you?
Christmas Eve, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Best time to do it.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, or never, like me, but go on.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Do you know what? It's now got to a point where I actually quite enjoy it. I quite enjoy that Christmas Eve shopping last minute.
Because
when it comes to that, you've got no time to deliberate, you've got no time to procrastinate,
no time to wrap them.
Well, luckily I don't tend to wrap them. Daisy does that. So I like that fact of, you know, luckily we've got Meadowall on his doorstep, so everything's in there that you could ever want or need, and just that fact of in, get it. Done.
And for anything else as Amazon, it'll be there the next day.
On Christmas Day, yeah.
Christmas Day.
Well, you said that.
No, they do.
No, listen, you said that. I've got a bit of a bone to pick with Amazon delivery, to be honest.
Yeah, Mark.
Well, it's not. I can't blame Mark because it's grocery shopping, right? So the other day, I thought to myself.
Grocery shopping?
Yeah, so the other day, I thought to myself, oh, I could do with some groceries delivered. And I thought, do you know what? The supermarkets are rammed full.
You did some snap shopping?
Yeah. So, you know, I got in Mark. Mark's brain a little bit of, you know, can't venture out the house.
Me?
It's too busy. Yeah, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Okay. So I thought, I'm going to order some Amazon groceries delivery. Went on, same day available, time between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. So I thought, yeah, fine. Went on. So bear in mind, this was 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Went on, did my grocery shopping. I don't know. It weren't a big Christmas shop, but it were 120, 30 quid worth of stuff. All good. All right. Later on that night, probably about 8 o'clock, I start getting some messages of, this is out of stock. Do you want to substitute it with this or whatever? And I'm like, fine. Yeah.
We've got no potatoes. Here's a scale extra.
So absolutely fine. And then it got to 9 o'clock. So on Amazon app, it says your order is picked and ready for delivery. So I thought, right, cool. Then it got to about 9:30, 20 to 10. And I thought, typical. You've got an 8 till 10 slot and you guarantee it's going to come at the latest possible time. Come to 10 o'clock, I get an email. Sorry, your order's been delayed. But don't worry, we're still on our way.
Right.
We'll be with you by 12:30. Right? 12:30.
Yeah.
So I thought...
It's not off.
You've got an 8 till 10 slot. I've ordered it at 11 o'clock this morning. You've already told me that my stuff's been packed ready for delivery, and now you're telling me it's going to take a further 2.5 hours to get to me. So, all right, well, whatever. Stayed up till 12:30 waiting for my delivery. At 1 minute past 12:30, I get an email.
At what?
1 minute past 12:30. 31 minutes past 12. I get another email. Your order's cancelled.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that is bang out of order.
I mean, I'm assuming you have rang them.
What's the point? You can't ring Amazon.
Can you ring Amazon? Yeah, of course you can.
No.
Not really.
Nowadays you don't need to. They call you. You just press a button.
It sounds like they just email you. Sorry, we're not coming.
You just press a button and they'll call you. And then you'd have probably got some money back.
That's an easy opt-out, isn't it, on Christmas Day? Sorry, kids. No. Amazon's cancelled.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to say, when I said about when I said about delivering on Christmas Day, if you've ordered on Christmas Eve or the order will arrive on Christmas Eve, it could come as late as 1 a.m. There's no time.
On
Christmas Eve. If they're still
driver
coming,
comes down,
so technically it's 1 a.m. So then you can shout to kids, Santa's here.
Yeah, Santa's here all the way from Lithuania.
So, okay, so are you putting a big claim in for compensation?
No,
or?
I can't be asked.
No, should have got some compo for that.
I'd have rather have sent me an email at 9:10 at night or whatever saying, really sorry, your order's cancelled. At least then I wouldn't have had to wait till 12:30 to find out, because you know yourself,
yep.
Mark, that yep. what has happened is somebody will have not turned up for a delivery yep. slot well. Or cancelled a delivery slot. Somebody will have done that, and they'll have absolutely known, I believe, at some point, somebody, some person, I don't mean automated services, some person will have known at 9, 10 o'clock at night that I weren't getting my delivery.
I don't think they would have at
that
time.
And that's why mums go to Iceland.
They never have any slots.
I don't think they would have known, because it's so fast-paced and so last-minute that they might have been waiting for a driver to come and pick it up and they never showed. So, do you know what I mean? So then that was your order going to you and it's cancelled.
So do you do all your Christmas food shopping then online?
Not Christmas food, no, that was just some groceries that we needed in, if you like. That I literally thought to myself,
you needed
I just
them need... that much. You ordered them at 11 o'clock in the morning to come at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that's how much you needed them.
Yeah,
why didn't you just go to the shop?
Well, like I said, when I originally said I couldn't be bothered with the hustle and bustle of how busy the supermarkets were, just because I needed a few mushrooms, some onions, some peppers, and some.
Can I just
130 quid worth of mushrooms?
Go on.
Can I just correct you, Mark? When you said that's why mums go to Iceland, you know it's not mums anymore, don't you? They've changed that.
What is it?
Yeah, because they
changed it to.
That's why we go to Iceland.
That's why women go.
That would be ironic.
It's always woman in advert, and it's always that's why mums go to Iceland, isn't it?
It used to
have
be
they
mum.
Binned it off? Have they said it's sexist?
Yeah, because they think, well, why is it always mums doing shopping? What's wrong with dads doing? So they've changed it to. They've changed it to that's why we go to Iceland.
Wow.
Oh wow.
But it's not. I know it's not mums.
Anyway, I'm mega excited. I love Christmas. I'm just excited for Santa to come down that chimney, empty his sack all over my room.
What are you hoping to get? Because I know your mind instantly goes to presents, Rob. So what are you hoping to get?
Do you know what? I've got no expectations this year.
Yes, you do.
Desires,
you've got wants.
Yeah, and it's always something related to filmmaking or something like that.
This is where Gemma's going to listen to this episode two or three days before Christmas and go... He never told me he wanted that.
Yeah. No, in all fairness, that at this time, I'm like, do you know what? Everything I needed for filmmaking, I've really got, other than one thing, but it's expensive. It's a tripod, but, you know, I'm like, I only want a specific tripod. Don't want any tripod.
So, and photo.
It's not actually. I had one. I sent it back.
Did you?
So I do.
I know we spoke about this in a previous episode about the present thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, like you said, you want this particular tripod and it's going to be like, and that's fine. Yeah. But it's like, almost like, well, if you want it, just buy it yourself. Well, and then the whole point of presents is...
It's expensive. He wants to give somebody else the financial burden.
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously.
But just buy it yourself. Because the idea of presents is you get something that...
But if Gemma buys him, he's not got to explain himself, has he?
Yeah.
How much? Yeah. You bought it, man.
I've already written off that I'll be buying it myself. I'm like, nope, I can't wait to see what I get. But anyway, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, I love that tripod. There is a better one, though, you know.
What made you go for this one?
Yeah. We're not doing the Secret Santa.
No. Nope.
So I just thought I'd buy the chat in a present instead.
Oh.
So... Mark, I'm going to let you open this because you're obviously love God, Christmas.
What? Oh, you're giving him a present. That's good.
This is rubbing salt in.
You see,
it's not just for Mark; it's for us all.
You've got me a present, so I feel bad that I need to get you one now. No,
well, you can think that, but
that's what I'm thinking.
But I've got something for you as well, Mark.
And I've got something.
Stop! You see, this is stress I don't need.
Right, just so you know, it's not for you. It's for all of us. I'm just letting you open it.
Oh, okay. I can open it.
Yeah, you open it.
I'm going to open it now.
It's for the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Time is ticking, Mark. You've got less time than all of us.
Yeah.
Especially with this cold snap.
Okay. Let me put my glasses on so I can see what it is. So it's a tiny violin. What?
Are you sure that's not for Mark?
That is genius.
Tiny violin soundtrack for your sob story.
So now
that's amazing.
Every time you come up with a sob story, we've got something we can play.
That is genius.
Open it up, Mark. Let's hear the sob story.
I don't have any sob stories.
Come on, open it up.
Okay. He says there's a sticker on it that says with sound.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant, that Rob.
I can't get into this box.
Give it to me.
Hang on. Have you got some nails? What? Is there some scissors on it? Oh, it's a pen knife. What are you, a pen knife.
It's a bottle opener, Mark.
Don't cut yourself.
Oh, here we go.
Are we doing a risk assessment for this?
Hang on, I'm getting into it. Right, so I'm in. Ooh. Okay, it's in a little plastic wrapping.
You weren't expecting a big violin to come out of that box, were you?
It's a little violin, a little plastic violin. Anyway, I've got to now get into this. What's happening here? Honestly, this is why I don't like presents.
I've
got to get in it. I've got to open it.
Exactly. Let's play it. There's batteries. Is there a button on it, or do I play?
Press the strings, I think. Press the strings and hold it to the mic.
So, Mark, that's quite sad. That music.
So Rob, Mark didn't buy you any presents this year.
We didn't. We didn't do the Secret Santa.
And you. Mark's going to spend this Christmas really stressed.
Thank you, Rob.
He didn't buy Rob.
But what a load of...
carry on playing it, Mark.
Oh, sorry, what?
Don't ruin my groove. You were going to get some presents, but Mark... Well, Mark.
But what a load of tat that is. I mean, what use is that? I mean, all that plastic.
Do you know what? Throughout all of season two, I'm sure between us, we'll show you what that use is. Yes. Several times.
Don't, I'll be binning it. Don't worry about that.
You won't be. You'll be trying to take it back for a refund.
So anyway.
Well done, Rob. Genius. Genius.
Oh, he's even got a stand.
Brilliant. It makes it look like a double bass. Yeah.
And it's got a little thing that comes with it. What's that? A sword?
No, that should
looks like a sword.
A bow.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure thank you is the right word, but
yeah. Anyway, I've also got something else for us for our Christmas episode.
Nope.
I have got us an advent quiz.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I know.
A quiz?
Yeah.
You couldn't wait till New Year then?
Nope.
I mentioned quiz, and straight away, a couple of weeks ago, mentioned quiz, and straight away Rob went, yes!
You do know that we're 20 days in, don't you, to Advent?
I know, but still. This has not been opened, so all 24 numbers are there. Yeah. To think about that then. Right, so I've got an Advent.
Should there not be 25 for an Advent?
No.
No, 24.
24.
Is there not one?
Although saying that,
there is one for Christmas Day.
My brew dog did have one on Christmas Day.
I used to have one on Christmas Day.
You can get them with the mark, can't you?
I was going to say, there's
such a thing as a reverse Advent.
No.
Yeah.
Surely there's still 24 on
there. You donate something every time you open.
Well, I wouldn't be getting one of them. Definitely not.
Mark has one advent calendar. It's one that you open up, it's still got pictures inside.
Yeah.
And he fastens them all again at the end of next year and then just uses it the year after.
Yeah, that's what I had as a kid. I didn't have chocolates when I was a kid.
Reusable sellotape.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm disappointed as a child. See, an advent calendar, you open and go,
hold on, where's that violin?
Yeah. A picture of a tree.
Well, it'd be a snowman, or it'd be an harp, or an angel.
I've got a snowman! I've got a tree!
Yeah, that's what it'd be. I only had pictures behind mine. Seriously, there were no chocolates behind them.
I guess the chocolate weren't invented then, but...
they just didn't do them. Oh, seriously.
Okay,
anyway,
so...
I'd like to see
on Christmas morning, Anna opening a present. She's going, ooh, you bought me a sock. What's in this present? Oh, you've got me another sock.
The only thing you got wrong there is there is no presents.
No.
So, the advent quiz. So, you're going to pick a number.
Okay.
Okay. And then I will read out the question. Obviously, you get the question right, you win a chocolate.
Ooh.
Okay.
You get the question wrong, I get the chocolate.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Fatty.
Mark's got game face on already. You're not having
that. There had to be a way for me to get a chocolate somehow, so that's how it works, okay? And you can all play individually, okay?
Yeah.
There's a mixture of questions. Mm-hmm. Some are music questions, as in actual sound. And some are just questions, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad. Are you editing this episode then?
Nope, you are. So, are we ready?
And we're just picking a number, yeah? So we don't know what question we're going to get. It just relates to that.
Absolutely.
That was a vibe, okay?
Right. So who's going first?
You can go first, Mark.
Ooh, me?
As you so pleasantly asked.
Other one.
No, other one.
Oh.
So, what number would you like, Mark?
I'll start at number one.
I knew you were gonna, you know what? If somebody had said to me, what number is Mark going to pick? I'd say, absolutely number one.
Would you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can it be my turn next?
As it happens, it is.
Oh, thank you.
You've got your first question wrong.
No, it's Kurt. Okay, so question number one is actually a music one.
Question number one.
So, question number one. So, you're all in for this, and now obviously this is going to have to be...
Can you see answers? Don't let him see answers.
The answers aren't on there.
Oh, okay.
Is this question just for Mark to answer?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you can all answer. Fastest, you can put your hand up.
What's the point of me going first then?
No, you just pick the number. That's all you picked.
Oh, right, okay.
That's just for the question.
I like your quizzes. Yeah, they're so straightforward.
You can all join.
Yeah, but picking numbers is irrelevant, isn't it? Because it's random. So what if you said number 10 or number 1, he's still going to get a random question.
Everyone's going to get...
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, I bet you're fun at parties, Mark.
I know, that's
point. Yeah, but you're picking the questions, not me, essentially.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Because I want, come on,
Santa's coming.
I'm going to say, shut up.
So what, are we buzzing in or not?
Yes.
We're no buzzers.
shout your name.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Okay. Yeah, shout your name. Okay, so this first one then. Okay. You've got to guess the song.
Get on with it.
And it's playing backwards.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes. Driving home from Me! Driving over Christmas!
Well, we'll not do that one.
That's like that bit on Phoenix Night, isn't it? Walking on the moon.
Right, Mark.
I haven't watched it.
Mark,
you've not watched Phoenix Night?
No.
Oh, you really need to watch that.
I've watched bits, and that's the thing. I think I've seen so many bits.
Yeah. What a great start. Mark, pick another number.
Number one.
I knew we were going to say that.
How about number one now? Pick another number.
Number two.
Brilliant. Okay.
Can I have a go?
Not yet. Right. Oh, it's general knowledge.
Oh.
Sorry, did I get question one right? Is that a point
no,
for me?
No, you didn't. No.
No.
Okay. Doesn't count.
I think you'll find I did get it right.
Yeah, you did, but right. It was, no.
It's
going well, listen.
Okay. I'm in home for Christmas.
Are you ready?
Scream that tune.
We're ready. Go. It's you making mistakes.
What is the chemical formula for snow?
It's H2O.
Mark, H2O.
Mark put his hand up first, I'm afraid.
Oh, you got to put your hand up?
You got to put your hand up. And or say your name.
Oh.
Yeah.
And or...
What is it, Mark?
H2O.
It is H2O, yes. Well done. Yeah. You win a chocolate.
Do I get a chocolate?
You get a chocolate.
No, it's funny, if you get it wrong, you get to keep it.
Mark,
look at his face drop then.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to be here half an hour while he picks what chocolate
he wants. Just pick a chocolate.
No, I need the menu.
No, just pick a chocolate.
But if I get coffee, I don't like coffee.
There isn't a menu. Coffees. It's behind the number two. Is it? There's only one there to choose from.
Is there any oranges ones
remember,
in here?
Remember, there's only one chocolate behind that door.
It's the one that's shaped like an orange.
Yes.
Right, well, I don't want that.
Well, don't have that one.
But I don't know what the others are. Is there only one
behind the door of number two?
Is any with nuts?
This episode is going to be very long.
Is any with nuts?
Santa?
No, have you got a nut allergy?
No, I just don't like nuts. I'll have this heart-shaped one because I think that's strawberry.
Caramel softy.
Oh, no, I want strawberry. I'll go with this.
Right, Mark, before you eat it, pick a number.
Oh, right, okay. 27. What's the fun
of that? You are testing me already, who are.
You're still opening your calendar, aren't you? After Christmas.
Oh, I thought it were any number.
And then...
Oh, okay, 25.
I knew he was going to say it.
A different one.
Honestly, what a knob.
Right, number one.
No!
What's
that? Driving home for Christmas. Name that tune.
Another one. Number two.
No, stop it.
Okay. I feel like I'm
pick
stuck
a number.
In this time warp on Red Dwarf.
17.
Oh.
17, okay. Right. Okay. Ooh, it's a TV 17. And film.
What was the answer TV. To question number one?
So it's TV and film.
Do I have to put my hand? Oh, don't tell you. If I know it.
In the 2003 film Elf, what is the first rule in the Code of the Elves?
Mark, I've not seen film.
Well, unfortunately, you're not going to eat a chocolate.
No.
So in the 2003 film Elf, what is the first rule in the Code of the Elves?
Kirk.
Yes, mate.
We don't talk about Elf Club.
Oh, hold on. I'm talking.
Hey, that's good. That's a good attempt at an answer. That.
Thanks. do you want to pat me on the head as well?
Yeah. What did you say?
We don't talk about Elf Club.
Nope. That's good, that.
No. Is that the second rule of some of this?
As well as, yeah.
Mark, you've got a chance to steal this.
Oh. I haven't seen film.
You've got a chance to steal the chocolate.
Can I eat my chocolate now? Because
yeah, you can. Oh.
Yeah.
The first rule of Elf Club.
Yeah. What is the first rule in the Code of the Elves?
Code of the Elves. First rule.
I'm going to have to rush you.
It's Christmas every day.
Good guess. Boom.
I like that.
You're wrong. It's treat every day like it's Christmas.
Oh, I mean that.
And well, actually, treat every day like Christmas.
That's clutching at straws. I think that should go to the Judy.
But unfortunately, that means I win the chocolate.
Oh. Have you just picked up a random one? How can you do that?
Because they're just chocolate.
Because they're just chocolates, Mark.
They're different flavours in them.
I can't believe you've sat on it.
I haven't. Right, Kirk, your turn. Pick a number. No, don't look at me like that. Do not look at me like that.
22.
22, okay. It's an audio one.
Oh,
here we go.
Music one.
Is it right this time?
Let's hope
so. Is it driving home for Christmas?
No, it's not. Okay, so.
It's backwards. Name that voice.
Oh, oh, oh.
It is actually, it obviously is reversed. Here we go.
Yeah, obviously.
Are you sure?
I don't think it's what I thought it were originally, because when it first started, I thought it was Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Which is...
Wonderful Christmas Time. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's not right, I'm afraid.
If it's any help, Mark, I would have said the same.
Yeah, when it first started...
It's not, but I would have said the same.
So do I get a guess now?
Yes.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Let's find out, shall we?
It must be. It's the season, love will understand. Shaking Stevens.
Shaky, shaky.
Everywhere. It's my favourite Christmas song, that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does that... That's not... I wish it could be Christmas every year, is it?
No. Every year, it is every year.
Yeah. So that means I win another chocolate.
You do, yeah.
I thought... Oh, this sit-ups you're going to be doing tomorrow.
Have you picked up another random chocolate?
Yeah.
Well, when we got him.
Oh.
You didn't even look at the menu.
No. Yeah. You need to look at the menu.
I'm bad, aren't I?
Bad.
Yeah. Okay, back to you, Mark. Pick a number.
I'm glad he's put that chocolate in his mouth while he's reading the question.
Question number three.
You're just going to go through the numbers, aren't you?
Yeah.
I need to finish this chocolate now.
That's why I said it as fast as I could.
I could eat mine. You won't let me eat mine. But it's all right. One will for you.
Sorry. I just wanted a chocolate with the pub.
You've had two.
I haven't even had the other one yet. Right. Okay. Geography. In which country is it tradition to hide all the brooms in the house on Christmas Eve?
What? All the brooms?
Oh.
Yep. In which country is it tradition to hide all the brooms in the house on Christmas
Kirk.
Eve? Yes, my friend.
Germany.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's his only answer.
I'm just saying the store while I find answer.
Brooms.
Is it something to do with witches?
Have you not memorised? Bless you.
Thank you.
Have you not memorised all these answers?
No.
Oh. I haven't even written them.
What would you say?
Germany.
Germany is incorrect.
Ooh.
Marks, you've got a chance to steal this.
I think it's something to do. I don't know the answer, but I think
you haven't buzzed in.
Oh, Mark.
Yep.
Which one?
Me.
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with witches, so I'm going to say something like...
That country where all the witches
are from. I'm going to say something like Sweden or something.
All right,
Where witches come from?
Witches come from.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's incorrect.
Okay.
Mark.
All the brooms. I'm going to guess at Norway.
I'm going to say Norway.
It's the correct answer.
Yeah.
why was you saying that?
I don't know, because there was no way it was going to be right.
You won a chocolate, Mark.
Hey.
Well, which one's which?
That's got to be orange, hasn't it?
Yeah, the one that looks like an orange.
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit weird, isn't it, though, that they hide all the brooms. I'm guessing it's to stop people
sweeping up?
Yeah, from saying that we don't do any work on Christmas Day. Maybe? Or do you think
are you just making
reason?
That up?
I'm just making it up.
I have no idea.
I just think it'd be some trial.
Sort of tradition. That's why mums go to Norway.
It's not mums. It's people.
Oh, it's your guess for a number.
It's your number.
Seven.
Oh.
Seven. Oh.
Okay.
Good one.
Is it? Why?
He didn't even know what the questions are.
You're just making it up.
Right. Now, this is a bit different.
Oh.
Do you know what a dingbat is?
It's an animal in Australia.
Australian animal, isn't it?
No. Well, dingbats, the game, is where you get... It's a little bit like say what you see. Catchphrase, all sort right, of thing. Yeah. Where you get an image and you've got to try and work out what it is from the image.
Yeah, like a saying.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Win, lose, or draw.
So a good visual thing for an audio podcast.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm going to describe it.
Oh, okay.
And you've got to try and guess what it is.
Okay.
And I'll make
how
my,
long have we got? Right.
I'll make my description as good as I can, because obviously it relies on that.
Have you rehearsed this?
I'm going to get a sleeping
not
bag.
Really. Does it sound like I've rehearsed it?
No, that's all.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
Get comfy, listeners.
Yeah, okay. So, on this graphic, it spells presence, but there's a gap after S. It's a gap of about a centimetre. I don't know if that matters. But it's a decent gap, so you've got pres and then ents. You've got to guess what that is actually trying to say.
I've seen this on Catchphrase, actually.
Have you? Well, you should know the answer then.
Yeah.
So visualise the word presence, but there's a gap in between the S and the E.
You
haven't buzzed in.
Oh, well, because I don't know the answer. I'm just mumbling.
It's something you do on Christmas Day. Yep.
Mark, is it some? Because there's a space between pre and sense. Hang on, Mark. It's something to do with.
No, man, it's something to do with. Just get answer.
Yeah, just get answer.
Open presents.
Is the correct answer.
Yeah, is that really?
It's really the correct answer,
There's an opening between presents.
Open presents.
Is that what you're going to say, Mark?
Yeah.
Does he have to have a chocolate?
But you don't even open any presents.
Rob
gets another chocolate.
I've opened this violin.
Dare I say, you get to another chocolate.
Do we have the menu?
We still don't have a bloody menu.
Right. There's an element of seriousness in your voice there, bro.
Just sit down and shut up.
You're ready now.
Can't believe there's no custard with this chocolate.
Can I eat this? It's not my question, is it?
You can eat it.
Thank you, Dad.
Who picked that number?
Me.
Mark. Right, Kirk?
Number four.
Ooh, number four.
I don't like this chocolate.
Do you always eat your chocolates a bit at a time? You don't just put it all in one go?
No.
If you see him eat, he chops his food up into small pieces.
Yeah, I'm old.
He does.
Charlie and Charlie at Chocolate Factory. And he's like nibbling the corner at chocolate bar.
No.
I eat a proper Mars bar like that, but I don't eat a little straight in.
No. That's just wrong.
Right. It's another audio.
Oh, here we go.
It's reversed. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Driving home for Christmas.
Yes.
Mark. Yes, Mark.
I think it's Wizard.
Yeah.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Well done, Mark.
Yay. Yeah, well done. With all the audio clips, Christmas songs.
The whole thing's Christmas related. I noticed.
Oh yeah, they are. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
Welcome to the party, Mark. Yeah.
Pick a number.
Other Mark. Pick another number.
It's me.
Yes.
No, it's this Mark.
Other Mark.
No, it's me. This Mark. You
Is
just
it?
Went.
How about, did I?
Yeah.
You're just Mark.
He's
no, I'm other Mark.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you've had a go, haven't you?
No. Yeah, you've all had a go.
It's
Mark
just
went last.
It.
No.
It were me.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
When's it my turn?
Mark.
23.
Oh.
23. Good one.
He's broke his chain.
Another good one.
It's actually Christmas music, but it's not an audio clip.
Huh?
You've got to guess it without hearing anything.
What song am I thinking of?
Right. Which Paul McCartney song featured the World War One Christmas truth meeting of Mark German and this. British soldiers in no man's land? Yes, Mark.
Did you say Paul McCartney?
I'll read it again.
I know this.
Which Paul McCartney song video featured the World War One Christmas truce meeting of German and British soldiers in no man's land? Mark?
Mark.
Yeah?
Is it... Oh, hang on. Is it Pipes of Peace?
What?
Pipes of Peace.
Is the correct answer, yeah.
Well done.
First I thought you said Pirates of Peace.
No,
I was like,
Pipes of Peace.
Yes, well done,
yes,
Mark.
Where they come
thank you.
The,
you get another
Pirates
chocolate.
Pirates of Peace, where they all come in at your presents.
Have we found the menu?
No.
He's going to swing for you.
Peace.
In a
well, I'm just eating chocolate. Before, I don't know what I'm eating.
Before you put it in your mouth, you need to pick a number.
Oh, 12.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good number.
That's a
good one.
That's a very good one.
That's a good one. I'm running out of choices.
I can't believe you've printed it all off, and you've even got a, like you've even done a front cover. It's only you reading it. There's no front cover for the quiz.
Right then, it's a general knowledge question.
Oh,
about Christmas.
And he stapled corners.
Yeah, I'm very professional and organised, Mark.
Well, you're not because you're going through about 20 pages. You're going from page 2 to page 20. Anyway,
12.
Page 12.
All right, free chocolate for cake. You ready? Buttons appears in which pantomime?
Kurt!
I think that were Mark.
Give over. He's just because he sat closer to you.
Me?
Kurt, go on.
Let Kirk have a chocolate.
Kirk?
I shouldn't really, though, but Slimming World.
Oh, you can have one.
Are you
one.
Back on Slimming World?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Cinderella.
He makes more comebacks than Dirty Den, doesn't he?
Is the correct answer, Kirk.
Yay.
Treat yourself to a chocolate.
Have we got a menu?
Only one. Whose turn is it? Kirk, it's your turn. You should have said a number before you put it in your gob.
I can eat, why can he eat his chocolate?
My
before,
mouth's bigger.
But I can't.
15.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A good one.
Are you ready?
It's not my question.
It's all.
Oh, I can answer though, can't I? Yeah.
Have you played this game before, Mark? Like in the last 5 minutes?
I got the concept of the freaking game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot.
You're not having any more Baileys.
Okay. Go on, sorry.
What type of food did Christmas crackers originally contain?
Ooh.
Kirk.
Yes.
Crackers.
No.
Mark.
Incorrect. Yes.
Orange.
Incorrect. Oh. Can you take this one to win another chocolate, Mark?
I think I know this. What food did you say?
Yeah.
You know it, and then you've asked him what the question is.
Yeah, I know. I just.
Christmas crackers originally contain?
I think it's something like carrots.
Carrots? Well, you think, like, people open crackers for, and then bit by bit they get the Christmas dinner in instalments. Ooh, what you
is
got?
That your final answer?
No, no, it's not.
Carrots.
It's chocolate.
It's incorrect.
Don't say sprouts.
Which means I win a chocolate. The answer is...
Carrots.
Sugar-coated almonds. Oh. Almonds. Almonds.
Almonds.
Almonds.
Almonds.
Almonds.
I always say almonds. Almonds. Yeah.
Almonds.
Well, anyway, almonds. I win the chocolate.
Get one with almonds in it.
I believe it's back to you, Mark.
Me?
Nope, the other one.
Oh.
Me again?
It is. It's you again, my friend.
I'll have question number 20.
Oh, that's question number 20.
Hey, that's a good one, isn't it?
Question
that's
a good number one. 20.
It's a good one.
According to the 1946 Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, what happens every time an angel gets its wings?
It's a good question, that. Not seen it.
Mark.
I've not seen it.
Yes.
It flies away.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
What did you want me to say?
Kirk.
It sits down.
Yes, buddy.
A baby's born.
No. No.
Oh.
No,
and Mark, you're not going to know.
I'll have a guess. What happens to an angel when it gets its wings back?
When an angel gets its wings.
What? Say again. Sorry, we were talking. An angel what? Get what happens?
According to the 1946 Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, what happens every time an angel gets its wings?
Somebody dies.
Yes.
is incorrect.
Is it wrong, that?
Yeah, it's all wrong, which means I win another chocolate.
I think there's a format for another quiz here. Mark does the answer, then you have to write the question.
The answer, a bell rings. Have you not? Have none of you seen the film?
No. Yes. And it's on my list.
Several times.
We talked about this last year, and I slant watched it.
Several times I've seen the film.
You've seen and that
several times.
And that don't ring a bell.
No. I mean, for cheap Mark, joke. That was brilliant.
Cheap joke. What's even funnier is he doesn't really realise he's done it.
Yeah. No.
Ding dong.
Does it not ring a bell, though?
No.
But right. You've seen it several times.
I have.
Wow.
I think up to now, how many chocolates have you had, Mark?
Two, three.
I think you've had three, if not more. How many have you had?
One.
How many have you had?
One.
I've had four, so that means I'm currently winning.
Don't mean
I
you're
do feel like Charlie and Chocolate
Hang on. For benefit of tape, that don't mean you're clever. That
when
just
is
means
it school?
That means we're rubbish.
It just means we're rubbish.
One? Can't work it out on one.
Right. whose turn is it?
Surely it's me, isn't it?
It is you.
Is
it me?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. What's your answer, Mark? I was going to come up with a question.
Well, more to the point, I don't know what numbers are left.
Well, just look at that.
They're
all there.
I can't see that.
Look at that.
Number eight.
We've had that one.
Have we had that one? No, number nine.
It's an audio one. No, I'm going with eight because I've opened it now. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Me?
Yes, Mark.
I think it's Brenda Lee.
And the song?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Have a look.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Right, Kirk.
Okay.
Pick a number.
21.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Good one.
In which country does Santa have a female counterpart called Befana? I think that's how you say it.
Kirk.
Yes, Kirk.
Germany.
Hold on, let me find the answer.
Sweden.
Isn't that one of those yellow fruits after you've taken skin off it?
Which one did
it's
you
say?
It's
a banana in the buff.
Oh dear.
A Befana.
Incorrect, Kirk.
Okay.
Mark, it's your chance to steal.
I'm going to guess it. Just because the way that you've said it,
yeah.
I'm going to say Hawaii.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
Mark, your Befana, chance to win the chocolate.
Yeah.
It's got like a Caribbean swing to it.
Has it?
Befana.
Australia.
I mean, okay. It's the wrong answer, but what a stupid answer.
Something like
it's
got to be Spanish of any sort.
Well, that's an insult, isn't it?
No, you're closer than anyone when you said that.
Is it Norway?
It's Italy.
Oh,
and I mean Befana. When I said it, even I thought Befana. It's a bit.
I mean, closer than anyone. Isn't Italy closer to Germany than?
It's on the same planet.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but I'm thinking more Australia. Where the bloody hell did you get Australia from?
But another Befana on the Barbie.
Because it was just so random.
He said Hawaii.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Mark, it's your turn.
Thank you. I'll have question number 15.
15.
Oh,
it's another dingbat.
It's a good one.
It's another dingbat.
Oh, I like dingbats.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the word egg with two crosses crossing out both G's. So a crossover one G and a crossover the other G. So the word egg with a cross over each G.
Kirk.
Yes, buddy.
Eggnog. I've just gone for something Christmassy that has the word egg in it.
I've got a funny feeling
that you're right.
You are right. Well done. well done. Egg.
Egg no
G. No
G.
Egg no G. Eggnog.
Ah, okay.
Well done, Kirk.
Well done.
You win another
well
chocolate.
Done. Well done.
Okay.
Sandra's going to love you on Saturday morning.
Me?
Yeah.
Pick a number.
Yeah.
Four.
Have we had that?
Yeah, we've had that.
Five.
I think we've had that.
Tell me what we had, Tad.
Six.
Six.
I don't want that. I'll have 12.
12. I've had that one.
11.
It's a good quiz, this.
It's another Christmas. It's not a song. It's just based on Christmas music. Who beat X Factor winner Joe McElderry to the Christmas number one in 2009? Well done, Mark.
When you got there first, Mark.
It was a rock band. It was Rage Against the Machine.
Is a correct answer.
Yeah, well done.
Yes.
Were you going to say that, Mark?
No.
Oh. What were we going to say?
Even I knew that one.
Did you?
I'm just going to double check it now. So that,
on music ones, I know I have to be super quick with Mark because he's like on the same level as me.
2 seconds before you get your Rage Against the Machine is the correct answer, Mark. Grab yourself a chocolate, my friend.
Okay.
Menu.
Okay. There's two more questions.
Okay.
Okay, Kirk. I believe it's your turn.
It is. Just what are the two numbers that that I can pick from?
Six. You can have six.
Oh, left on here is 13.
Yeah. I'll do that one.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. Okay.
I haven't picked a chocolate yet.
Well, you pick a chocolate.
We'll go for a walk.
Okay. Come on, Mark. I've been waiting all day for you to pick a chocolate.
Oh, you're waiting for me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry. I thought you were going to... I was just
no.
I thought you were looking through listings on TV Times.
Go on, sorry.
Okay,
go
Christmas history.
Ooh.
History.
Which British monarch delivered the first Christmas message?
Kirk.
Me.
Oh, I see. That was it. You raised your hand and he said Kirk and made his hand.
Before me.
He was. Yes.
Queen Victoria.
I don't think it was.
Does that have a year attached to it? Weren't there more than one Victoria?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No. I mean, I'm second guessing my answer now because I think I've got a better answer than that, to be honest.
It's incorrect.
Yeah. Can I have another go?
Well, hold on. Mark's?
Yeah. I think the likely answer, this is not going to be my answer. I think the likely answer is Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay.
However, I'm going to go for her dad.
Which is?
King George.
The what?
King George
the Fourth, wasn't it?
George the Fourth.
What's your answer?
George the Fourth.
Incorrect.
Mark.
George the Fifth.
I've got a toffee.
But it's all right. All you need to know is the answer.
Six. George the Fifth, then, isn't it?
I don't know. King Edward.
Clearly not listening.
King George the Sixth.
So, here's the thing. This says George with a V after it.
Oh, George the Fifth, then.
Oh, it is the Fifth.
Yeah. I thought there were six Georges.
I couldn't remember if it was fourth or fifth, but
Fifth, yeah.
I don't know why I got it in my head that V were 10.
No, that's X.
I'm thinking, there were a lot of Georges, weren't there? So, who actually got that right? Because I think...
No,
you get it right, Rob. You get the chocolate.
Good answer.
And there's one question left, is there?
Yeah.
Well, then give it to us.
Yeah, but there's three chocolates.
Who was the second monarch to do a Christmas speech?
I put another chocolate in my mouth and all. Right.
I think you should put them all in while you read this last question.
Final question, and there's a bonus question.
Ooh. So it's not the final question.
It's
the penultimate question.
This quiz has been brilliant, hasn't it? From start to finish, perfectly
seamless. One question left, final question, apart from the other one I've got.
the penultimate question. Yeah. It's an audio. It's reversed audio. And I would say this is actually the hard one.
Is this the Pogues?
Are you ready?
Me!
Yes, Mark.
Mariah Carey. Incorrect.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's incorrect.
Mark!
It's incorrect. Yep.
The Darkness. Then When the Bells End.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's incorrect.
What?
Kirk?
I want to hear this forward.
I want you to adjudicate it.
No, I don't know.
No idea?
I don't know.
I'll put you out of your misery. There you go. So, another chocolate for me.
What is it?
It was Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson underneath the Christmas tree.
So is there now a final question?
Yeah.
And is it the actual final question?
And it would normally be a tiebreaker, but there's definitely been no tie here. I've won.
Yeah.
So here you go.
Well, the quizmaster can't win.
In centimetres, What is the largest recorded UK snowfall on Christmas Day?
Ooh. Oh. Kirk.
Yes.
24 centimetres.
Let me find the answer.
Are we all having...
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's incorrect.
Mark.
Yes.
96.
Centimetres?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is incorrect.
We've had some very snowy winters, haven't we?
We have.
How far are you going back here?
Ever.
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever. Oh, in that
since
case,
records ever, ever. Began, is that, that's what they're saying.
I'm going to say some. I'll go in middle, 50 centimetres.
It's incorrect, but you were the closest. The answer was 47 centimetres in Kindrogan in Perthshire in 1981.
Oh, quite
nowhere near as much as I would have expected.
And your chocolate's on the floor, Mark.
Thank you.
And it's a nut. I don't think it is, actually.
Well, well done with that, Rob. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Definitely got me even more in the Christmas spirit.
Good, I'm glad. That was...
nearly got Mark in the Christmas spirit.
Time at the bar, please.
Good, I'm glad it did. That was the point.
Yeah,
and I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well done. I got, ooh, looking at this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6. I got
two.
You got two, Mark?
4, did I?
I think you got more than that.
I think you got 4.
Yeah, yeah, I think you might have got 5.
I might have got 5.
Yeah, yeah, you did get a few.
I only got 2.
Ah, well, yeah. Out of you three, so guys, then, Mark, well done, the
Mark,
winner.
Thank you. Yeah, Mark actually won the quiz, didn't you? You just sat there.
Yeah, you didn't win it.
Making a mess of it.
Yeah. Full. And I'm the one that's come away the most chocolates. I'll do the same quiz next year.
Hey, I'll tell you something. Yeah. That was a nice surprise, that quiz, Rob.
Yeah.
However, for the listeners, we've got a surprise, haven't we?
Should we
tell them?
No, I don't think we should tell them.
Right.
Tease it.
Keep your eye on the socials, boys and girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Any particular time they should keep their eye on the socials?
Just keep your eye on the socials and we'll see you soon.
Oh, it's exciting.
Get your wheel.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Go on.
You're nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So nothing to talk about from last week? Nothing, no answers to give? No?
I don't think so.
Let's hope not.
To be all right, at this point, I'm like, no idea.
Okay, let's spin the wheel, shall we?
Yeah, spin it.
What's it gonna be? Yours, Mark. Kazoo, whose song is it anyway?
Cue the longest intro in the world. Is it going to be Christmassy?
I'll make a festive attempt.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
You ready?
Okay, yeah.
See if you can guess this.
Oh, that's an odd one.
Do you know what? You would not believe me. I was going to interrupt you before you started playing, trying to be funny. I was going to go, jingle bells.
I'm not predictable.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
See you next week. No.
He loves to milk a joke, doesn't he? He loves to milk a joke.
Absolutely.
If he ever does this stand-up thing, he's just going to tell the same joke over and over again.
This is all you're getting.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All you're
getting. Is this for real now?
This is for real.
Okay.
It's one note, I bet you. Oh, I know it.
Hold on.
I know it.
Doom, 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 And on that note,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.